Today's episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Spirit Dumpster.
Spirit Dumpster's bringing us jams tonight.
Yeah.
Spirit Dumpster in the house.
I know what that is.
What is it?
That's where you ever seen Coco?
Coco, the movie?
Coco, yeah.
I never saw it. No.
It's a movie about souls.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And when your family or, you know, people you know stop putting your picture up on the Day of the Dead, your soul just, you just expire again.
Into ether forever.
Yeah, that's it.
That's dark.
They forgot about you. So that's when you go into the soul dumpster.
What a melancholy topic for a child's film.
It's good. Good
show. Yeah, I've heard it's awesome. I do want to see that. But spirit dumpster to me implies that's like the place you get rid of the spirits that you don't want. Like, not necessarily because a family member didn't leave their picture up, but like the spirit of like Joe Rogan. Is going in the spirit dumpster.
Yeah.
You know, when he's done with it, if there's any kind of spirit out there, it's going in the dumpster.
Oh, he'll never be forgotten.
No. And fucking the internet won't let me, because there's this other product out there called the Iron Neck.
Yeah.
Which is absurd and hilarious on its own. But like, I keep getting advertisements for it now.
Yeah.
And it's being hawked by Joey Rogan himself. Joe Rogan. And I keep seeing his fucking ugly ass mug on every page I visit with targeted advertising, because I watched the video for the Iron Neck because I thought it sounded funny.
Yeah.
I don't want an iron neck. I don't want it. I don't want the apparatus. I don't want the neck.
Oh, you don't listen to JRE? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Before we get more into that, let me introduce show. This is Cool Parents Podcast, and I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
And boy, Justy Boy, we got a lot of shit to talk today.
Yeah, that's good. I'm really, really tired, so this is either going to be really good or really bad on my end. It'll probably be good.
Yeah.
I'm like angry tired, you know what I mean?
That's perfect. It's almost like being a certain type of drunk where it's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care. Think I care?
Think I care?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, right?
Not to mention I have a couple 6-7 pops in me, you know?
Oh, yeah, I get a couple poppers in there.
Fucking road beers.
Fucking.
Okay, I don't care.
I got a road dog. It's a fucking Natty Ice.
Yep. I flip my fucking truck into the driveway. It's parked upside down out there.
I don't care.
I don't care. So you don't land every kickflip.
Yeah, no seatbelt, no mask.
No mask.
Who cares? Well, speaking of New England,
yeah,
I heard your boy Tom Baby.
Tom Baby?
He threw football so good, far, so strong.
He won the big game.
Tom Baby won Super Bowl.
He took it home.
And even people in New England are like, that's my guy.
That's Tom Baby.
That's Tom Baby. I'm so excited about Tom Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And even though he's on another team, and the New England Patriots didn't get in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you know what? He never did us dirty for 20 years.
In what way?
In the game of football.
Oh, in the game of football.
But he didn't do us dirty.
Good old fashioned day to day life.
Yeah, he took home
of Dom Baby.
He took home 6 cups.
He is not my boy.
6 cups for this land.
He does not deserve another ring, Chuck.
6 cups. Now cup? 7 cups.
Cup.
6 cups he brought to our land.
That's a half dozen cups.
That's a lot of cups. That's now he's got more 7. Than I've got. He wanted to prove. He said, listen, I can win the cup any fucking cup. Place I go. All
right? Right.
I'm bringing Gronk back. Gronk's coming back out. All
he's
right?
getting the fucking band back together. Gronk.
Yeah. Tom gave Gronk a call.
Tom Gravy.
Don Gravy. he gave Gronk a call on his cell phone. Uh-huh. He pulled his Nokia out.
Yeah.
Dialed him up. He said, Gronk. And he said, what's up? What's good?
Mm-hmm.
And Tom said, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, okay, I'm going to sign the contract.
Yeah, I'm in. Count me in, Tom Baby.
Yep.
Whatever you need.
No mask.
Tom Brady can suck my shit. I don't care. Fuck that guy.
He's good at football.
I don't care. I don't fucking care.
I don't really care either. I just wanted to talk to my dad about it. He's very funny.
Football.
Talking about the football.
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 Here's the thing about football.
What about
John,
it?
Billy Football?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Billy.
Billy Football. We talked about Billy Football a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Billy Football, you open up a can of whoop ass. A couple, two, three cans of whoop ass.
Yeah, he did do a big fist fight in public for money with none other than...
Billy Football.
No. Jose Canseco.
Billy Football. Football.
Bash brother. Big arm swinger. Old man Canseco.
I'm reporting a Twitter account right now as spam.
Okay.
Because it is.
Wait, Bill Football?
Not Billy Football. I was going to pull up Jose Canseco's Twitter and see if he said anything about it. That's why I got the app up. But I got a friend request from some...
Robot.
Fuck robot.
Fucking robot.
They say, you want to meet up?
You want to see my pussy?
You want to see my pussy? Please. You. So they send me a request. I said, absolutely not. Report is spam. Come on.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's just what you are.
Olivia sent me a picture of an orangutan with a mouthful. He's got like 20 bananas in his mouth.
Do you think Jose Canseco could do that shit?
See, that's what I'm trying to find out. I just keep getting distracted.
Jose
Canseco, here he is.
Bill Football?
He hasn't said shit. They're accusing him of throwing the fight.
Oh, Jose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
because he got paid $100,000 regardless, I think. Something like that to do it.
Oh, and shit.
Barstool actually, they said he threw the fight. So anyone that bet on Jose Canseco, they gave them their money back. And they did a payout for the people that says, Bill Football.
So if that's the case, then that would mean that Jose totally won, right?
No,
like if he lost on purpose.
Oh yeah. So he gets free money
in the end. He's Barstool. The one who's getting the free. He's getting money from Barstool.
Yeah, but he also like ripped off. I mean, it's people who support Barstool. So I guess it don't
matter. Sure, who cares? I don't care about any of them. But I'm talking about just the fact that him versus Billy Football. Billy Football is like, oh, I win because he fucking hurt himself or whatever.
Yeah. Billy Football's out there gloating.
Of course he is.
I
think the Billy Football can't knock him out. Billy Baseball? No.
I defeat Jose Canseco.
Yeah. That's definitely what Billy Football sounds like.
I don't know much about him, but I know he likes beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really
he
all
wears
you need.
Under Armour.
Yep. He's very ugly.
He's a pig. Moving on.
Well, Jose tweeted, he said, thank you to everyone who supported me and sent me kind messages. I'm sorry I wasn't able to put on the show all of you were expecting. I'll be back stronger than ever. Meaning he's going to go away for a little bit. He's going to do a little bit of juicing.
And then he's going to come back dragging Bigfoot by the ankle.
Yep.
And he's going to say, look what I found. Finally, Pigfoot.
Pigfoot. And he's going to take Billy Football. He's going to dangle him by his ankle.
And feed him to Bigfoot.
Off the Empire State Building. Then he's going to drop him into Bigfoot's mouth on the ground.
Right. It's going to be live streamed.
Mm-hmm. On Periscope.
Periscope. Yeah.
Down Periscope.
Down Periscope. We got a couple of messages on our Instagram.
Jose Canseco, though.
Oh, is there more to say about him?
No. He lost in 10 seconds.
That's unfortunate.
Billy Football.
Billy Football.
It's just embarrassing but to lose to a end, man named Billy Football.
In the end, Jose took home cup. He won.
Well, he didn't.
He did because the whole time, the point of it was who gets the money. He got the money.
You keep the money. Jose, you keep the money.
So we got some voicemails from...
Don Colombo?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Or is it Palumbo?
Palumbo.
Don Palumbo.
So Don Palumbo came at us and was just like atting us real hard.
Yeah, because of Don Bongaldo.
On Instagram, because we post a picture of Don Sean Changi, yeah. And he does not appreciate the jokes.
No.
Don Palumbo. He sent us voicemails, and it was a very mysterious account. Well, it turns out it was Jeremy.
No, it's Don Palumbo.
Okay, that's Don Palumbo, but we got more messages from Jeremy.
Yeah, well, we got one message from Jeremy.
One from Jeremy? Okay, I haven't heard him.
Two from
Don Palumbo.
The middle one is the one from Jeremy.
Okay, so let's start with the one from Jeremy.
Yeah, there's no correlation here. They're not the same. They're not.
Okay, Slimes by name of Jeremy.
Yeah.
Did the first one.
Yeah, I don't know if Don Palumbo's...
not technically a slime. He's kind of a hater.
He's yeah.
But it kind of rocks, too.
I think he's awesome.
Yeah.
Can't say enough nice things about him.
We'll get to Don Palumbo.
He don't listen to this. He don't care.
No, he don't care.
He don't fucking care.
What's Jeremy have to say? And by the way, I encourage everybody, if you've got stuff to say, questions to ask us, or just statements, stories you want to tell, I don't fucking care. Send them to our Instagram at Cool Parents the Band, and we'll give them a nice once-over pretty quick. Okay? Here's what Jeremy said.
Listen, man. One time, I was in the convenience store in Waterbury. I was just like doing some whatever shit. And this guy in front of me, of course, holds up the whole fucking line to do his whole fucking Connecticut lottery thing. And after, you know, he's there for 10 minutes, he starts talking about the good old days, man. He starts saying, yeah, you know, I don't party like I used to. I'll still drink a few beers here and there. But, you know, we really used to fucking, you know, go hard back in the day. Let me tell you, kid. This is exactly what he said. He said, yeah, of course I knew how to party. I used to fucking work at a rock and roll nightclub in the 70s. Like, I don't know, man. That's like one of the quintessential boomer quotes, you know, Connecticut boomer quotes that I fucking have, man. I worked at a rock. Of course I know how to party. I worked at a rock and roll nightclub in the 70s. I got a few more, but, you know, fucking throw the shit up there, man. I'm just fucking drinking too much coffee and taking a break from my fucking class right now. So
the good old days.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Old school 70s cocaine, rock and roll. Titties out, dick swinging, fucking none of that disco bullshit.
Studio 54.
No, none of that shit. I'm talking about underground.
Rock and roll. I'm talking about the rat.
Ooh, the rat's nest.
Yeah, the rat.
The rat. Is that real?
Yeah, the rat skeller.
Oh, okay. Not to be confused with the Brat Skeller pub.
Yeah.
Different Skeller. Sarah Michelle Skeller.
Yep.
And so on. So,
down Bertucci's. Listen to fucking Guns N' Roses.
Thanks for that message, Jeremy. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I love that.
I used to bounce at a rock club in the 70s.
Yeah. Like, I just love how easy that is.
Yeah.
How easy it is to digest.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. It's just like, oh, okay. I know who you are.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
I meet that guy 2-3 times a week at least.
Yeah, and it's the same. Like, that was down in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're still pretty much New Englanders, right?
Yeah.
So, it's the same kind of thing. Just slightly different accent. A little bit more New York dripped in there.
Yeah. I did have a guy the other day, actually. He was like, I like heavy rock. I like, you know, like Breaking Benjamin. He really did say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we've said on the show. I tried to.
No, we're not making that stuff up.
No.
This is stuff people say, like real living people say that they like hard rock, like Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They rock.
Yeah, sure. So now moving on to two other messages we got from Mr. Dom Ron Palumbo.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, you know what? I already was, and I am the last big thing. You know why? Because even though I might be short in stature, being all 4'11", I'm big in fucking attitude, all right? I'll fucking mow you down like a fucking beer can under the fucking wheel of a steamroller, you motherfucker, all right? I don't fuck around. Tony doesn't take shit, all right? You know what?
Tony Palumbo.
Just look, throw my shit out there and fucking let it work its magic. They're going to fucking love these tunes, let me tell you, you know?
You got to take somebody seriously who ends a sentence with, let me tell you.
Listen, dude, I'm fucking huge, all right? I'm fucking built like a brick shit house, all right? I'll fucking roll you down like nothing other and squish you like a fucking marshmallow peep under the wheel of a fucking semi. You know, listen, you don't fuck with Tony, because you fuck with Tony, Tony gonna roll you over. You know what we say? You know what we say in Waterbury, kid? We say, if you're in the way, you're out of the way. You know what that means? I'm going to move you over, bitch. You're going to get fucking moved. All right. I might be small, but look at how I'm built, dude. I'm fucking wider than I'm fucking tall, dude.
Oh my God. That's fucking, that was brilliant.
That was incredible. I didn't know how much I needed to hear Marshmallow Peep in that accent.
Tony? Is that his name?
I thought it was Don Palumbo.
Yeah, it was Don Palumbo. Yeah. But he was saying Tony this time.
He said Tony, he said some other names.
Well, you know, he's got many aliases, I think.
Well,
you know, he's wanted. He's a wanted man. Yeah. Dead or alive.
Dead or alive. On a steel horse. He's
on a steel horse. Yeah. Don Bonconi.
Yeah.
So thanks for those comments. I feel threatened a little bit.
I feel safe, be honest with you.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah. He's a dangerous man, but
he's a steamroller.
Yeah, thick. I fucking know.
He's thick with three C's on that thick.
I've never even seen a picture, but I'm a little attracted to Don Palumbo.
Don Palumbo?
Yeah. Built like a brick shit house.
4'11", is that what he said?
Yeah, you know what the diameter...
Wider than he is, you know, tall?
the diameter of his neck?
Big.
Big.
Definitely big. Big diameter.
Wears a huge tie.
Yeah.
Huge tie. Has to go to big and tall just for the tie, even big, though he's tall, 4'11".
Big and tall and thick. That section.
Thick.
Yeah, the thick shack.
Yeah. Big, thick, meaty plus.
Yeah.
You smell me?
Big, thick boy store. Department store.
Yeah. On Route 1.
Down Woonsocket.
No, Saugus.
I was watching Cold Case Files earlier today, and there was a murder investigation in a Rhode Island town by the name of Woonsocket. Woonsocket.
Yeah. I've been down there.
W-O-O-N.
Woonsocket.
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 You're not going to believe this.
What?
I was doing a job, right? Roofing.
Yeah.
Broke my woonsocket. Oh, I pulled it right out.
That you can't really repair a fucking shattered woonsocket.
It's hard, but I got a good doctor.
You just got to stay off it for like 2 weeks, and it's fucking hard to do.
Yeah, we're doing it naturally.
How am I supposed to take home the fucking bacon if I'm not up on the roof no more?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So. Yeah. This doctor, he said, if you got pain, just, you know, smoke a little CBD.
Yeah.
Snort it.
Do what you got to do to provide for your family.
I don't fucking care.
No. Start boxing. You can start boxing, you know?
Yeah. Like the fighter.
Like the fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking pisser.
Love that. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. You would have thought he was from fucking Boston.
Sure.
You would have thought it.
Where's he from?
Worcestershire.
Are you shitting me?
I don't know.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm shitting
Across
you.
The sea?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
What? He can repair a fucking wound socket like no one's business.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Bale.
He'd find a way.
He'd yell at it. It'll fucking heal automatically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right then and there.
Yep.
Put absolutely. The pen to paper. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about Stone Cold Steve Austin for a sec.
Okay.
So, big wrestler from the 90s. I'm sure y'all know Stone Cold Steve Austin, also star of the movie The Condemned.
Great. Great motion picture.
We just did a commentary for on our Patreon at patreon.com/coolparents. You can listen to it there for the whole length of the movie.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. You said it wrong.
Stone Cone.
That's close enough.
Stone Cone.
Stone Cold.
No, it wasn't into wrestling at all anyway, but like I don't like his face. Like he's always grossed me out, but like his whole persona is yucky to me.
Stone Cold?
Stone Cold, yeah. The beard and the head and the way he talks and the voice.
I love it. He's just a Texas badass.
It's so gross to me, but
he's gonna whip you.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point. I don't want to talk about something more specific than just Stone Cold.
His eyebrows?
No, but let's talk about that for a sec.
Ain't got none.
What happened? Does he always like that?
I don't know.
Or was it Justin the Condemned?
I don't know. I feel like he doesn't.
One of the things I hate about his face is that he looks like a fucking toe. Looks like a big toe.
Yeah.
And he's got those rolls on the back of his neck like a toe knuckle.
He's
a toe knuckle.
He's got a toe tee.
But yeah. 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 that's got to be because he's just unfathomably ugly to me. And
why are you going to attack the way he looks?
I think that's the reason. It's probably because he doesn't have eyebrows, and I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
Especially if he has facial hair.
I don't know why you got to attack Stone's look.
Because it's awful.
He's got beautiful blue eyes.
That's fine. I stare
into the eyes of a rattlesnake.
Wish him the best, you know.
I'll tell you what, you get your ass whipped. What?
Oh, God. I just threw up. Just a little bit of throw up.
You just don't understand.
Understand.
I don't know why you got to be so rude about Stone.
Stone?
That's going to hurt his feelings.
But wait, before you get defensive, listen. I know he's your boy.
Stone?
I know.
I don't know him personally. He got me through some hard times in 1998, all right?
Okay.
Whipping Vince McMahon's ass.
What I want to focus on this evening are those little baby trousers that he wears.
Yeah.
The little trunks.
Yeah, what about him?
So we got a guy here, Texas Rattles, the traditional badass guy, right?
Yeah.
He wears like a motorcycle vest, right?
It's got a skull on the back.
Yeah, it's a leather vest.
Yeah, on the front it usually says something like BMF, bad motherfucker.
Oh, is that real? Is that right?
Yeah, that was one time. He wore that one at WrestleMania.
Wow.
I said, Dad, what does that mean? He said, bad motherfucker.
Oh.
I said, cool.
Yeah.
It's badass.
I just think that his whole look is supposed to be very macho and stuff. Very Ralph Macchio. And the trunks feel very much not in the same vein as the rest of his look.
The trunks?
Like, yeah, and it's also weird because like I know that other wrestlers will just wear a fucking pair of blue jeans in there.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but he was always wearing the...
A lot of people wear trunks.
I know. And I don't think it's weird when the other people... I think it's just weird when he does it because it doesn't match his persona.
Sometimes he wore cut off shorts.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes, but not often.
Jean shorts?
Yeah, of course, jean shorts.
Holy shit.
Yeah, occasionally, but yeah, no, usually he'd wear the black trunks. That was it. A lot of wrestlers wore the trunks, most of them do.
I know, but most of them, it doesn't feel weird, but with him, it's weird. I'm not saying it's bad. I love the trunks. I love the trunks.
Great trunks.
Good trunks. But that's what stands out. Because I don't like the rest of it, but it seems very different from the rest of the image.
Yeah.
Right? Is that...
It's just, like they say, black is slimming.
Yeah.
It's just to make his huge hog just look, you know.
But he's got to be wearing one of those thongs too, right?
I don't know.
We talk about those thongs that make your pee-pee go up against your body, make it tight, and keep it safe. The wrestlers do it.
None of my business.
Because we talked about it once, why wrestlers look like they don't have any pee-pees.
Well, some of them wear cups.
Right. Well, we looked it up and we found that a lot of them actually just wear a thong that pulls their, their member up toward their body. Keep it out of harm's way.
Yeah. Keep it tucked.
Tucked.
Safe.
It kind of makes Stone Cold look like a human action figure in a way.
He is. He's a WWE guy.
Yeah.
He's been an action figure many times.
He's a, company man. We got company.
Yeah. He's in the business of whipping some ass.
Speaking of swinging dick, though.
Yeah.
People, you know, they shake their booty when they dance. Or like, you know, like people are like, shake that booty. And they say that's sexy when you shake that booty.
Mm.
And same with booby, you know, you can shake your tit. Shake your tit around, they'll say. But nobody ever says, shake your dick. And I wonder why that's not sexy. Why isn't it sexy to shake your dick around?
It's not to the general public.
No, I'm talking about in a, you know.
It's not polite.
Right, I know it's not polite, but neither, it wouldn't be polite to do it with your butt or your tit either.
As long as it's not bare. You know, that's impolite.
Right, I'm talking about in the confines of your own home with one or more than one consensual partner. You're shaking your dick around.
Yeah.
But at the same time, somebody shaking their ass around, everybody's like, ooh, looks sexy.
Yes, just bounce.
But why can't you swing your dick around and say, I'm shaking my dick, isn't that sexy? Huh? What's the difference? Huh? Do you know?
No. I'm sure some people think very sexy.
I want to get out on the dance floor and shake my dick. I want to say that. I want it to be normalized.
Then do it.
Okay.
Get on it.
Once the club opens up again, I'm getting out on the dance floor and I'm saying, you know what? Tonight I got to blow off some steam. I'm getting my ass down on the dance floor and I'm shaking my dick.
And I'm going to go down to the club. I'm going to pick up the microphone. And I'm going to fucking freestyle rap over Dashboard Confessionals, a Mark, a Mission, a Brand, a Scar. All right? That's what I'm going to fucking do.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's probably... I think that's already been done.
No.
I can't believe that emo rap is a thing now. People do that.
Yeah.
It's fucking dreadful.
It's not good.
It's really... It's always really bad.
Like Wicca Phase?
I don't know.
He's pretty awful. He's the guy from Tiger's Jaw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's one great example. Did he sample other music?
No.
Because that's the thing that they'll do is they'll like sample Dashboard Confessional or something and...
I'm just going to play the album. I'm going to rap over it.
Oh, okay. No chops or screws. It's just straight up Dashboard.
That's it.
Cool.
No drum beats.
Meanwhile,
nothing.
I'm going to shake my dick on the dance floor.
Sure. Shake it around while I'm fucking.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You know, who are you to tell me what's sexy?
Yeah.
I like it when people shake their dick.
I do too.
Shake your dick. All right.
Just shake it around a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stir it up.
I forgot to finish telling everybody about the Iron Neck.
Oh, okay.
The apparatus that I came across online and then now is being vigorously advertised to me directly via video of Mr. Joe Rogan with his stupid fucking earthworm Jim head in this device that's like, it looks like a medieval torture device, like that snaps around your neck. Or something from like a dystopian sci-fi. Like if it weren't on their ankles in The Condemned,
yeah,
that explosive would be around their neck.
It looks like that.
And that's what
that?
It looks like.
Okay.
So it's this big, bulky, like very, what's
bulk.
The word? Bulk. Yeah.
Bulk.
Bulk. It's on his neck, clamped on. Actually, you know what? It's not on his neck. I remembered it wrong. It's on his head. It's even goofier looking. It would look way more normal if it was on his neck.
Did you order one?
No. I didn't even look how much they are.
How much?
I bet they're super expensive. But basically this fucking thing, yeah, check that out. This thing attaches to a wall or a door or something like that, and then there's like a resistance band that goes to the top of this device that's on your head, and you back up so that there's resistance against the back of your neck, and then it has like a gyro on it so you can turn your neck while you're pulling and getting that resistance. So I guess it's just if you want to get a big, fat, greasy neck.
Holy fuck, it's $300.
$300.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Get here as soon as February 11th if we order now.
Yeah, get one.
No.
I want my neck to be bigger than my shoulders.
I want my, yeah.
That'd be cool. Well, Joe Rogan doesn't need a thicker neck, I don't think.
No, I don't know if it could get any thicker.
No.
Be honest. I think he's maxed out.
Yeah, his vertebrae would start to compress.
Mm.
I hope he fucking breaks a stupid neck on that thing. Trying to stretch it out and make it bigger. It looks dangerous as fuck. I wouldn't trust it. But anyway, I got another product for you before we move on to our main events, which are going to be really good. But I got one other thing here.
Okay.
That's a product. Well, it's a vehicle. It's called the E-Bussy.
E-Bussy.
Yeah. I like bussy. It's probably supposed to be bussy, but bussy is a slang term that's out there right now, as you know, right? I don't know if it's back pussy or butt pussy or big pussy or what.
Boiled pussy.
Beetle pussy.
Bird pussy.
Bird pussy. Yeah. Everything butter pussy. It's butter pussy. Anyway, this Germany-based electric car company does not know about bussy, butt pussy. So they called their new car the E-Bussy, which is funny in and of itself. But this fucking thing is all electric, the E-Bussy, and it's modular. It comes in standard or off-road.
Delivered?
Delivered. Power windows, no brakes, no gas. No gas. That part's real. It's electric. But it's modular.
So car with no gas?
You can make it a dump truck. You can make it a pickup truck. You can make it a van, a camper.
You think it can fit this dump truck in it?
Yes. Yeah, with the extension. I mean, this thing is fucking, it is actually pretty sweet. And oh my God, right in the middle of this article about the e-bussy that I'm looking at, shirtless Joe Rogan.
Oh.
Advertising for, you guessed it, Iron Neck. And he's got this fucking thing on his head. He's holding a kettlebell or some shit. I can't tell. Google, if you're listening, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it. I don't care.
I might buy it.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
I need a bigger neck. I've tried getting fatter. It's just not working.
So if you got the e-bussy, you can just snap the back off of it when you want to move, put the moving attachment on. No problem solved. You can move all kinds of rocks and sand and
gravel, grease,
rebar, whatever. But it's electric.
Tar, cement.
Yeah, the dump truck, convertible roof. There's an attachment for that.
I could fit so many hammers in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Shit. 187 cubic feet. How much torque? That's what I want to know. Torque.
Does it come with chains on the tires, or do we have to get that separate?
It's modular in stature. So, yeah, you get it separate.
Okay. You can do all of 108 in 10 minutes.
It's not that fast. I think it maxes out at 57 or something.
Oh, fuck that car then. Fuck that bussy.
It's an e-bussy. E-bussy. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, main event. Double feature. We got Miss Connections coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got a very special Tough Guy Poetry.
Oh.
Very special Tough Guy Poetry submitted by...
What?
Yeah, you guessed it. The king of the tough guys, Bwet. He gives us all the best tough guy poetries.
Bwet's got a motorcycle. Bwet has got a four-wheel drive.
Brett's got an e-bussy, let's just be straight.
He does, but it's got chains on the tires and it's got four-wheel drive. Uh-huh. And
a butt pussy.
There's an eject feature, which it just turns into a motorcycle.
Okay, so we're talking about the fucking Batmobile.
Unclear.
Okay.
The bat pussy.
The bat pussy. Yeah, that's what pussy is. Bat pussy.
Yes.
All right, we got a big segment.
Listen.
Fat, greasy segment for you.
Listen.
What?
Big segment coming up right about a couple minutes.
Okay, you got something to say in the meantime? Or
me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, why is it going to be in a couple of minutes?
It's a couple minutes.
I was thinking it'd be right now.
You think?
That's what I was thinking, but now you've got me thinking different.
Everything different now.
Everything different.
Everything different.
All of a sudden, everything different.
All of a sudden.
Start a day doing one thing.
All of a sudden, everything changed.
And then all of a sudden, everything different.
Everything different. Big difference between now.
If you haven't experienced that recently,
mm-hmm.
You ain't living. You ain't alive. You might be a robot. Just like what robot were we talking about earlier?
RoboCop.
No. We talked about robot something.
I don't know.
Fuck robot. Oh, we were talking about Data.
Data. Was that was off? That was before we started
were we
recording.
Recording that?
No.
Okay. Okay. Whatever. Anyway,
basically,
in any event, don't fuck a robot.
Basically, Data from Star Trek, he fucks. He makes babies.
He shoots huge loads.
Huge.
Big sperm. The sperm themselves, they're not even microscopic.
They're sperms, huge. They're electrodes.
No. No. He's got a futuristic apparatus that
creates. How's his quark work?
Real human sperm.
Do you have a diagram of Data's?
Sure, of course.
Data's hog?
Yeah, of course.
You do.
Haven't you seen my desktop background?
Yeah, you got it handy?
Nope.
All right.
So we got a snagman here. Justy Boy has perused the misconnection section of Craigslist.
New Hampshire misconnections.
Yeah.
Specifically New Hampshire.
And you found some shit?
I found some good ones. I found some sad ones, but
there's always a handful of sad ones.
I try not to choose the sad ones.
No, because they're usually not funny.
No.
You got to pick the funny ones, the wacky ones.
Okay, so there's a couple of them that are just spam, but I really liked the wording of them.
Okay, yeah.
This one is titled, "If at any time that you are in my own arms yet again."
Yeah.
"Significantly, there are guys that still believe you will discover actual chicks on here. Merely stuff you are going to discover on here happened to be fake adverts and pulp all Popo? Aiming to find guys seeking to get lucky.
Stop.
Popo.
Pause. Popo? P-O-P-O.
Yeah, Popo.
Police.
Yeah.
Popo. Okay.
Popo.
Go on.
Fake average and nothing but fake average and Popo. Okay.
That is the worst possible turnout.
Yeah, you don't want Popo. Popo? You do not want Popo.
You do not want Popo.
You do not want Popo.
Popo can hurt you. It's very dangerous, Popo.
Don't keep sending your personal time and putting your neck of the guitar on the line, responding to these types of posts.
That must be a euphemism in whatever language this was translated from for cock, neck of guitar.
I don't know.
I think so. I'm telling you, stop jacking off and join our website.
What you ought to carry out is head over to the main one location left that truly comes through for meeting locals bored and lonely during the following pandemic. Oh. It's called bangforfun.com. Easy to not overlook and just type with your computer or mobile phone. Time is now.
Yeah.
Don't hold out. Let this be ruined exactly how this place was ruined. This place being Craigslist.
Okay, so don't let this be ruined.
Nah, two men pop on Craigslist.
So they put a Craigslist ad on there, and in the ad they say this place was ruined.
By Popo.
Fake
adverts, Popo.
Popo. And now they're saying, okay, this is going to be ruined by Popo too. It seems like a backwards sort of way to approach an advertising scheme.
Yeah.
But... I don't know.
Gotta go over to bangforfun.com.
Oh, I know. Maybe I'm just a popo.
You might be popo.
I might be a popo.
You may be popo.
I might be poppy.
This one's titled White Ranger 93 North Exit 5 Londonderry. Ranger like Jason from Power Rangers.
You said that word wrong.
What?
Type of car.
White Ranger?
Yeah, okay, that's better.
93 North Exit 5 Londonderry.
Type of truck.
I got off exit 5. You went the other way, long shot. But if you see this, let me know.
This was somebody that this person saw on the fucking freeway.
I
want to wait, dude. Yeah,
in the White Ranger.
That's a new level. I mean, I don't know.
Actually. There were a lot of really long shots on there this time.
Yeah, it's just like I saw somebody who looked attractive enough for me to actually want to put effort into. Like the possibility of it ever happening when you know, like anybody with half a brain knows that nobody's going to see that needs to see it for that to actually happen.
Yeah.
So that's weird on its own level. But then the creepy stalker nature of it is weird as fuck too, obviously. But also why does this happen?
I think what happened was he saw someone dressed as the White Ranger from Power Rangers hitchhiking.
Oh.
Pulled over and they said, I'm not getting in there.
Okay.
Not getting in there.
Yeah. The White Ranger, that was Luke?
Wasn't it Jason?
Jason was red.
What?
Pretty sure. Right?
What? Oh, Tommy.
Tommy was blue.
What?
Yeah.
What?
No, wait, no. Billy was blue.
Billy.
Tommy might have been white.
He was green and then he turned into white. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the movie.
Tommy?
He morphed.
Is he the one who like stabbed the guy with the samurai sword in real life?
I don't know.
In his apartment?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's in jail for that.
I thought that was the Red Ranger.
Okay. That might have been the Red Ranger. Yeah.
I think, you know, Tommy's all right.
Tommy. Okay.
Tommy Tomas. Londonderry Home Depot Paint Girl is the title of this one.
Paint girl?
Paint girl.
Okay.
You work at Home Depot in paint department. I was there getting paint mixed, 5-gallon bucket. You gave me the bucket back. We made eye contact a bunch beforehand. Yeah. I had on black coat and glasses.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
Listen, I was the guy with the 5-gallon bucket. I was getting about 5 friggin' gallons of paint.
You never, ever forget a guy with a fucking 5-gallon bucket.
I brought in
bucket.
A bathtub. I just had you fill it with fucking...
Do you remember the guy that took all that fucking paint home and you mix up all that fucking paint?
Mixed 5 gallons of that shit.
Yeah.
Filled my fucking well with it.
Well, I thought you were beautiful. The way you shook that paint.
Oh, man.
She didn't even use the machine.
It gave me a boner. I'm not going to fucking lie to you.
I know. I started shaking my dick.
Yeah, but it's fucking wiggling around.
Yeah.
Sure. You ever just hang towels off it? Anyway. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what you got to do. Sometimes, you change in your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You need a clothes hanger. So you just use your car. You don't do that?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah. This one's titled
My Car Can Hold My Beer.
Taylor Seabrook.
Yeah.
We met in Seabrook. Our situation was pretty cramped.
Oh God. Is that a situation with a cyst?
S-I-S-T.
Regarding a cyst.
Our situation was pretty cramped. I enjoyed things immensely. I really like to see you again. If this was you, where were we?
Is that like where were we, like the something you say when you resumed doing something? Like where were we?
I wonder if he'd accept Seabrook as an answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Or if he wants you to be more specific so he knows it's you and he knows that it's the real deal.
Yeah. I wonder if that's ever happened on Misconnections, like in the history of Misconnections.
Somebody faked it and they made it? Or that if they...
Someone found the person they were looking for. Like someone responded and was like, what?
Just the law of large numbers says that that's happened, like, but not many times.
I want to buy the rights. If this has happened to you, contact us. I want to buy your story. $65 final offer.
Yeah, I'm opening a publishing house.
I don't fucking care.
No. We're union.
This is my favorite one. It's titled Epping Cutie, Nice Truck, Honked Twice.
Honked Twice.
Epping 125.
Yeah, you remember that person who honked twice?
You remember I fucking honked twice and you looked over at me and we're fucking, you know.
You're like, nice honking. That was some good honking.
Yeah. I don't know.
Piss a honks.
I can't prove you were thinking this, but you had a look on that said, I want to see what his cork looks like. Well, shooting my shot. long shot chance of you reading this. If you are interested in coffee, dinner, or cocktails, send a note. Let me know what time and color of my truck so I know it's you. Maybe a connection?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Wait, send me a note?
Send me a note.
Is there any way to do that? Like,
I don't think
so. You can't
leave
comments on the Craigslist.
I don't know if you can, like, email them or reply to them and it'll go to their email. I don't fucking know. Just tell me the color of my friggin' truck.
What's the color of my friggin' lifted?
Honked twice.
My lifted Ranger.
Yeah, she knew I honked twice too because I had the Dukes of Hazzard horn.
Yeah.
Did it twice.
Yep.
First time she said, oh
it
my
took
God,
a while.
That's so funny. I love it. Second time she said, a little fucking sick of this shit.
I've heard enough.
Yep. Next one. It's titled, I Miss You, Jamie.
Okay.
Milford.
Milford.
We used to talk, and we did way more than that. Anyway, it's been a real long time, and I have really missed you, as you already know. But I'd really like if we could catch up sometime. You'd never believe where I am now, by the way. Work. Anyway, text me. I don't have your number anymore, as you requested.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fucking creepy. That's like legendary.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a good one.
I have no words for that.
Yep.
That stands on its own.
This one's pretty good too. It's titled My Racetrack Man. I lived in Bath, Maine. You lived in Farmington. I miss our chats and seeing you. I wish we could reconnect. I have seen you a few times at the racetrack. You raced at Lee the last time I saw you.
Oh, so she's got a thing for the racer. Or
yeah, my racetrack, man. Down Lee Speedway. Racetrack man, go as fast as he can. Ooh. I almost choked.
I like Racetrack man quite a bit.
Yeah, he's a good one. I saw you racing down Lee at the fucking speedway.
You're my racetrack man.
Huh? Why didn't you pick up my calls, huh? What's the walkie-talkie phone called?
The CB?
No.
Oh, Nextel?
Yeah, I fucking hit you up on the fucking walkie on the Nextel. Why didn't you fucking hit me back, huh? I saw you race. You did good. You didn't win. He gave him like 6th or something. At least it's not a 10th.
He was driving. Right? He was driving. Cut him some fucking slack.
Why didn't you answer my Nextel, huh? Anyway, text me back. I don't have your number anymore as you requested. This next one is looking for the guy to help me put up a big post.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's just the title. That's Conkin.
That's in Concord?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Met a guy who did a great job with it.
Putting up that big post.
This one's a little bit of a mystery.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Okay. It's Odyr, O-D-Y-R, Ithaca, New Hampshire.
That a person?
That's the title. And the meat of Odyr.
Wait, so we're past the... Are we past the last one?
Yeah, met a guy who did a great job with it. That's it.
The big post.
Big
that's
post.
It. Okay.
Huge post.
Huge post.
So yeah, this one, we're on to Odyr. O-D-Y-R. Okay. And it's a mystery.
Let's solve it. Mystery business.
Of course, Loki says your wife is cheating on you. He's the god of trickery. He also changed your name to say you smell bad.
Okay.
Did you know that Odyr...
Yeah.
Spelled backwards as Rido? Fucking headache now. Oh shit.
Oh my God. I think you're gonna throw up.
See, I'll tell you where that came from. Like when I was at work, I was reading that one and I thought it was like they they just like shuffled the letters in the guy's name and changed it. That's why they said I changed your name to make you spell bad.
Oh.
So I just rather than rearranging them.
That's what they were talking about.
Is it?
Yeah.
So I just noticed spelled backwards, it's Rido.
Rido. Oh,
fuck.
Rido.
Oh my God.
Rido. Oh God. Rido's gonna be on my mind for a while. I've been thinking about Rido, who that is.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus. Okay. You have any more?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a couple from different 99 restaurants.
What?
Yeah, this is one of a 99 Concord.
Commonplace.
This is from Concord.
But to lose love.
99. So many good-looking guys work there.
Mm-hmm.
Miss looking at the handsome faces. Hopefully soon the masks will come off.
Oh, shit.
If you go to the bar at the 99, they don't wear no fucking masks.
No.
Watching the Sox.
Depends where you're at.
I can hit the ball.
You go down Squamscott.
Manny.
Watch Manny. No masks.
No fucking mask.
Nope. Nope.
Fucking Rido with the kids.
My buddy Rido down there.
Oh, man.
He's say you're putting it on Rido's tab. You never have to pay. It's a fucking cheat code.
Put 20 on Rido. we're gonna take home the cup.
Let it ride, oh.
Let it ride. fuck. This was titled, "You Told Me I Have Beautiful Eyes, Londonderry." I was walking
in the lab late one night.
I was walking out gas station, them... You hold door for me and said, I have beautiful eyes. I was very shy to ask you for your number.
Oh, how nice.
How nice. Nice eyes. Nice eyes, friend. You want to go on a date with Rido?
I do know. The one thing I do know about Rido is that he, she, they, it, whoever, whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
refers to itself. In the third person.
Rido.
Yeah.
Rido. Huh? You want to take a ride on my motorcycle?
Let me introduce you to Rido.
Looking for old friend Tony England.
Tony England.
Tony England.
Isn't that one of the Jackass boys?
Sure. Dave England's brother.
Dave.
No, it's not England. It's England.
Oh, England.
E-N-G-L-A.
Like New England.
Yeah. New England. Tony England.
Tony England, bro.
Used to be friends with a Tony England when I used to live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we built choppers together.
We lived in Manchester, New Hampshire area. We hung around with my rat area. Wonder where he is these days since I'm getting mail for him at my place. And some of them are checks, and I had to send back to the sender. If you know where he is, please let me know. Thanks.
Well, he's not getting his
Where's
checks.
Where's Tony England?
Tony England's probably, unfortunately, expired.
Unfortunately.
At this point, because...
Just cash his fucking checks.
If he's not getting the checks...
Yeah.
If he's not cashing his checks...
Sure.
Then his check has been cashed.
Yeah. It said specifically in his will that if the money didn't go to his ex-wife, who unfortunately expired as well, yeah. His pension will go to next of kin.
Which is bullshit.
Which is
because
his former roommate from 10 years ago.
His former roommate, Ricky, was a little shit bastard. 16 years old.
Sure. So this is another...
Lil Ricky.
The 99 Restaurant Bar, Londonderry.
Okay.
I asked the bartender if it is okay to put oyster crackers in your clam chowder. You overheard me and smiled. Our eyes met. Several weeks later, I offered you two drinks. While you were at the bar area, you accepted and smiled. And I still could not talk to you. My lost. But I got a smile from you.
Oh, you buy drinks for somebody and you can't even get their name?
No, I guess not. What's your name, B?
Rido.
Oh, Rido.
I'm a Rido.
Rido.
Rido sent me. I come to speak on behalf of Rido.
It is Rido's destiny. Oh, fuck. Looking for XXOO Escape OOXX Manchester South. I think of you often. I mm-hmm. wonder if you think of me. You were the hottest encounter that I ever had.
Encounter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sexual encounter.
Maybe. Or maybe just an encounter.
An extraterrestrial encounter?
Close one. Far.
Far, close, near, far.
They made close encounters. When it's time for far encounters. Huh?
I'd see that fucking movie.
With me
Even
fucking,
from a distance, that shit's
It'll just
scary.
Be me fucking digging for gold on Mercury.
Yeah.
I'll find it. Yeah. I'm going to find it up there.
Yeah.
It's a gold-rich planet.
I know.
We got to go up there. And this is the last one. McDonald's.
McDonald's. Okay.
Keen. M-A-C. Donald's.
Okay.
I've had a crush on this really pretty girl from McDonald's for a while. Blonde, curly hair, and blue eyes. Sir, I think that was a French fry.
It says that?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is me. I think
they don't have curly fries.
He fell in love with a French fry.
You think he was at Arby's?
Yeah.
They got the curly fries.
Do they?
Sure. Sure.
Blonde ones?
Maybe it was some kind of a hybrid creature that he witnessed, a French fry, a hybrid French fry. Right? Yeah, right?
Maybe.
Some kind of a chimera? Huh?
Right on!
Half rhino, half donkey. Rhino.
Rhino.
Okay. So we have a segment, one of our OGs, I think, one of my favorites, called Tough Guy Poetry. Now, every once in a while, a big, tough, strong gronk of a man. Big man puts in big posts, that kind of fella. He likes heavy rock music. And usually that heavy rock music, always that heavy rock music that they listen to, it's freaking tough. It's got grit.
Hard rock.
It's got grit.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's real masculine shit. You
Tool.
Know, you know the stuff.
Stained.
Fucking Maynard? Are you shitting me? We like to examine these lyrics and find the deep meaning to them. Because it's there. It's got to be. And as we said before, a big contributor to this segment is Slimes by name. So.
But Rhydo could be a Pokemon too.
Rhydo. Rhydo.
Rhydo.
Oh God, I'm fucking broken. Okay, so what gave us a real good suggestion for a Tough Guy Poetry song. If you want to look it up, pull it up on your phone there. It's, are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just talk to me.
B.
Okay, I'd like to talk to Bled or something. All right, what's this? What is this? What is?
Soulfly.
Oh, yeah.
Song title. This is all one word. Jump the fuck up. That's D-A. Jump the fuck up.
Oh, it's off Primitive.
Is that good?
It's a good one. It's pretty good. Oh, it's got a part by Corey Taylor from Slipknot, too.
Oh, that's fucking heavy. That's heavy rock music right there.
Heavy rock, metal.
Big.
I don't fucking...
Big heavy rock metal.
There we go. Genius didn't pop up for some fucking reason. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Jump the fuck up. That's the intro.
Yeah.
It's a chorus.
Loud.
Motherfucker, you don't understand all my
understand.
Hate. Motherfucker, you don't understand all my rage. Motherfucker, you don't understand all my pain. Motherfucker, you don't understand.
Understand.
So, verse one, it's Corey Taylor and Max Cavalera.
Sure. Big guy.
Good
tough
guys.
Guy. Fuck good guy, dude.
Hard muscles, hard bodies.
Good guy.
Good guy. You seem to sever all my frequencies.
What the fuck does that mean? How do you sever a frequency?
With a sharp knife.
Okay.
A moon knife.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep. I'm tethered to your energies.
Energy.
And everything turns inside out.
Uh-oh.
I can't be killed.
We knew that.
I can't be killed, but I'm not too proud.
Of not being able to be killed?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not that proud of it. It's just, you know, just kind of, it is what it is. You know, he's a simple guy. He drives
killed.
A truck.
I mean, that's a big deal.
He likes trucks.
That's a big
he
deal.
He likes
though.
Women.
Right.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Johnny Walker.
Quadruple butter. He likes Johnny Cash.
He likes Johnny Speedboat.
Who doesn't?
He fucking shreds the guitar.
He likes Johnny Billy Football.
Johnny Tsunami Billy Football.
Maybe you would like to peek through the curtain at the same mistake you know you always make, but all I really want to know is, are you going to lay the fuck back down or jump the fuck up?
Oh my God. That's the question of the century.
Yeah.
Are you going to lay the fuck back down or are you going to jump the fuck up? You know, it's like, it's poignant. It's like get busy living or get busy dying. You know, it's like, it's a life affirming quotation right there.
Mm.
Are you going to lay the fuck back down?
Is jumping the fuck up, and is that in the Bible? Does it make any...
Jump the fuck up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What book?
That was a Soulfly, obviously, 316.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is Corey Taylor, maybe? Walking in the streets and looking at all this shit. I'm full of hate. Don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck.
Walking in the streets and looking at all this shit.
Wow. This guy is...
He hates shit. This guy's sick of it.
He's mad about it, and he has very high standards.
This man lives in a place where there's a lot of shit.
And he hates it, but he doesn't move out.
Yeah. He just keeps walking the streets.
Looking at the shit.
Just staring at the shit.
Hating the shit.
Hating it. Open up your eyes and fucking see. We got the tribe against society.
They're breaking the mold.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to follow your orders.
They're not followers. They're leaders.
Yeah.
We gotta fight the real enemy. Get the fuck up. Stand the fuck up. Back the fuck up.
Wait. Stand up so that you can back up.
Yeah. Get up.
Or is it like back the fuck up? Like, get back the fuck up. Or is it like, you got to back up a little bit because my truck's rolling through and I don't want to roll over your toes.
Get the fuck up, stand the fuck up, and back the fuck up.
Okay.
So
it just seems like if you're stepping the fuck up, you would probably be headed forward.
Well, you're standing the fuck up. Not stepping the fuck up.
And then taking a couple steps back.
And then you back the fuck up. Yeah. So he wants to
make way for his fucking Ford Ranger.
Yeah. You get the fuck up, meaning you wake up and then you stand up.
Put on a little makeup. Then,
when you stand up, you take a walk backwards. Just one step.
Okay. So they're doing a hokey pokey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All the rage.
Papa
in 2000. All this is making things a bit insane, and I don't care who stares or stays. The only thing that matters is, will you reach out if you can't resist?
Mm.
Maybe you don't give a shit for the rest of us. But if you do, the time is now.
If it ever was.
If you're going to fight, what you going to do? You tell me.
Jump the fuck up.
Jump the fuck up. Come on.
Jump the fuck up.
Just a jump of the fuck up, would you, Kai?
Well, to answer his question, I'm going to jump the fuck up.
Jump the fuck up, Rido.
Yeah, Rido, jump the fuck up.
Oh,
jump the fuck up.
Rido, jump the fuck to the fucking
jump the funk up.
Chorus again. These
lyrics are fucking amazing.
Motherfucker, you don't understand all my hate. Motherfucker, you don't understand all my rage.
Shit.
Motherfucker, you don't understand all my pain. All my fucking pain. Motherfucker, you don't understand.
Understand.
How dare you single out my honesty?
How dare you
compare me to your travesties? I only want to see you fight the darkness you want to live your life by. Dark. And if you're going to quit, I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit if you're going to quit.
What the fuck? I'm a Mack truck. Are you going to give up like a bitch or jump the fuck up?
I'm going to jump the fuck up, obviously.
I'm a Mack truck.
I ain't no bitch. I don't butcher.
When I get really, really mad, really angry, I just fucking, oh my God, I turn on the four-wheel drive.
I turn into a truck.
And I just go.
You ever seen Beast Wars? Transformers Beast Wars?
Yeah.
Like that, but I turn into a truck.
Yeah, with four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I run over some fucking cars. Big tires, huge fucking tires with chains. They don't need them, but I got them anyway.
You know, I got a steamroller.
Yeah, me too.
So I don't even have tires.
walking in the streets and looking at all this shit. I'm full of hate. Don't fuck with me. Walking in the streets and looking at all this shit. Open up your eyes and fucking see. We got the tribe against society. We got to fight the real enemy. Get the fuck up. Stand the fuck up. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
Motherfucker. Oh, here's the breakdown.
Man, he gets bad.
Are you ready to mosh?
He's mad and I'm ready to mosh.
I'm a self-destructive piece of shit.
Oh, good.
Swear me in. I don't know you a goddamn thing.
Uh-uh.
This life has never had the swing.
What does that mean?
I don't want to be immortal or a legend or anything, because the longer I'm alive, the better off you'll be. Get ready for epitome.
Get ready for epitome?
Get ready for epitome.
Epitome.
Oh, my friend Epitome. He'd be there. Ride the Epitome. Hey, come on and pity me. Will you kill me if I said please?
Please, you kill me, please.
I'm the same old reason not to try. What the hell? Beat to death with a shovel and a new smell.
What? He smelled different now? He's been beat to death by a shovel?
Yeah, yeah.
Last time he got beat to death with a rake, and it was a whole different smell.
Yeah, when you spray yourself with Axe deodorant or body spray and then get beat to death with a shovel, you don't smell so good after a little bit.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Smell wears off. Okay?
Beat.
Come and get me. Mom would never let me do it. I'm ruined. I don't want anything from you because I've got nothing left to prove. Come on. My time. Everything feels fine. Goodbye. Killing me from the inside. That sounds like some Nick Groff lyrics.
It does. Wow. Wow. Are you going to give up like a bitch?
Maybe.
Are you going to turn into a Mack truck? Are you going to jump the fuck up? Wow.
I may.
Jump the fuck up.
I may fuck the jump up.
I fucking jump.
Jump.
That's it, I guess. That's the Soulfly. That was a banger.
Yeah.
That was a really good tough guy poetry, I think. I think that really like sums up the best things about these macho boys writing their song lyrics.
Epitome.
Rido. You know. But yeah. We're...
You do know that older spell backwards is Rido, though? You do know now?
Now I know.
Rido.
Thank God.
Rido!
Rido! Go!
Is that a job for a cowboy? Or?
Yeah. Thanks for listening to our podcast. You got anything else?
The name of that band doesn't make any sense. Job for a cowboy. That's the cowboy's job, is being a fucking cowboy.
Sometimes cowboys need a second job. Sometime a good cowboy is going to be, you know, working the streets at night, jacking people off.
Yeah, yeah. I made a pretty penny in the spit business.
My business is spit.
Spit.
I'm in the business of spit. Business is a booming, oh, mister. Yeah.
I sold a vial of Jesse James spit.
God, I love that.
True.
I'm a spit salesman.
True, partner.
I'll roll around down San Antone in my horse and buggy carriage, slinging spit to the natives.
I want to see a movie. Fucking Jeff Bridges. Like a sequel to the True Grit, where Jeff Bridges just goes from town to town selling some spit.
His business is called True Spit.
True Spit. Oh, fuck. Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
You're not LaBeef.
You're not Rido. True Spit. Thanks for listening to our podcast. I hope you had a good time.
This whiskey tastes like spit.
Shit.
This Jim Beam, it ain't cold.
If you're friends with our podcast, and you listen to it and you made friends with it, if you could, I strongly advise you to head on down to patreon.com/coolparents and get your subscription running wild for like $3. And you get some commentary tracks. Like I said, you get a Condemned commentary track. You get a Ghost Ship commentary track. Get on that Patreon tip.
Yeah.
And give us a rating and a review if you don't mind.
And also, just get on down in the mud and roll around in it.
Roll around in the mud. You'll find our website, which is what?
Coolparents.co, partner.
And then if you have questions, comments, concerns, stories to tell, pictures, I don't care. Send them on over to our Instagram page. Mm-hmm.
Cool Parents the Band.
That's Cool Parents the Band.
You didn't ask me, but I'm telling you anyway, partner.
Oh, shit. Partner, it's been a minute since I skinned this. Since I sold a good spit.
Been a long minute since I collected myself a nice famous spit specimen.
The spit commissions is high. The dollar value is high. I got the best spit there is. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
Fuck the world.
Bust a
spit.
Bust a spit.
Bust a lip.